We're in Siman Shin Samach Vav, Siv Tes. The Mechaber says, Im Echem Rinei HaChatzer Rotsa Litein Pas Bishvil Kulam. If one of the people of the Chatzer wants to give bread on behalf of everyone, Shabir Dami, that works. Vavachi is a kennel lehem alei de acha, but he has to do it through a zikui that he gives it to them through someone else. Meaning, as Mishnah explains, he says to this person, take this bread and be mezake it and be zocha in it on behalf of everyone else in the chatzer, and then he picks it up. And when he picks it up, he has in mind that he's picking it up on behalf of everyone. So even though they didn't make him a shaliach, we have the rule of zachan l'adam shelo b'fanav, so he acts as their shaliach since it's in their best interest. The Mechaber continues, Ukesha zocha bo, when he does this, tzarech lagbiyo min akarka tefach, he has to pick it up from the ground at least a tefach. V'tzarech lezakos l'chob nei ha-chatzer o ha-mavui, so you have to be mezake on behalf of everyone in the chatzer of the mavui, u'lechom mishe yitosef miyom zav eilach, and say, when you are mezake to him, for everyone, that you say you also do this on behalf of everyone who is going to join the Chatzar, the Mavui, in the future as well. As Mishmur explains, if not, sometimes people will move in and they will then cause the area to be usher on everyone else if they're not included. But if when you create it, you have everyone else in mind, so then it works. Shuvah Zarashba points out that it wouldn't work for an unborn child to be included in it when they are born, but it's okay because they are assumed to be Nigrar after their mother and father who are already living there. The Ginas Vradim writes that the Erev is actually Chal on a Katan Shanolad after the Zikoy as well, because since it's required, so then we employ the rule of Lev based in Masne to make someone who is not Zocha like they were Zocha, and therefore it works. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it doesn't work to be mezaka on behalf of a Jew, of a non-Jew who is going to convert, or something like that, because that's a davar shelo b'leolam entirely, and it would not work. They're entirely new when they are a megayer. Mechaber continues, the Yesh Omrim, some say, Sha'afa b'shel ezaka b'fir shel metosam aleim, even if you didn't specify that you're doing it on behalf of the people who will come in the future, lei beisam asna aleim, just the fact that Beistin wants this to happen, so that works, and it's assumed that that's what you're doing, even if you don't state it, since you want to do what the Beistin wants you to do, which Mishnah Berurah says, because Me'ikar Din, really, it's not the case. Mishnah Berurah says that really, Me'ikar Din, it's probably not the case, but nowadays, we can be somech on this, because since we're knowing to make an Erev once a year, and people are probably going to move in, so then you probably have those people in mind also. But obviously, it's best to state it explicitly, if at all possible. Chaber continues, if people then join after the bread became smaller, and then you need to add on to that bread, so that people don't say that this guy got away without the kol shuv, without giving. When you do this zikui through someone else, you can't use give it to your children on their behalf if they are young, even if they are not eating at your table. You also can't do it through your slaves, but you can do it through your older children, even if they eat at your table, they rely on you for sustenance. And Jewish slaves for sure would be okay. And your wife, you could do it through as well, even if you provide her with food, even if she doesn't have her own house. That if the children, even if they're older children, they're above our mitzvah, even if they're older, and yet they rely on your table for sustenance, then it would not work. And your daughter, you go through your daughter, even if she is not relying on your table, as long as she has not reached adulthood. And your wife, you couldn't use either, as long as you're providing her with food. Or you said to her, you go and keep your ma'aseh yadayim, and I will keep my mazonos, even if she has a bias in the chatzah. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason that the children wouldn't work is because their hand is like your hand, so it hasn't actually left your rishus. And if they're relying on your table, so then some say that that does not work, and some say that that would work once they are older. And machlokas is whether it's based on how much we compare it to mitzia or not.